Joining us on the line is U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Walt. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Busy weekend here in the Marquette area with UP 200 and all that good stuff. You know all about that kind of thing. But we wanted to talk to you this morning because you're working on some legislation right now in Washington. I also know you had a chance to have a discussion with the president about it that has to do with trade inequities, trade balances, and the dumping of products from foreign markets. And we've heard about that for a long time here in the Iron Range with foreign steel dumping. Give us an update. What are you working on, and how did your conversations with the president go?
Well, the conversations went very well. In fact, I was at the White House. I was invited by the president to come to talk about trade. It's an issue that I've been dealing with for many years. The principal reason for the meeting was the dumping of steel, as you mentioned, which continues to occur here in this country. I urge the president to take a look at tariffs or quotas. We're expecting an answer from him soon. But I also mentioned that we've got to be concerned about dumping on smaller products with smaller manufacturers. You know, in order to bring a trade case, it takes a lot of lawyers, it takes a lot of money, and oftentimes you can get that for a big industry like steel. But if you're a small manufacturing industry or growers, so for example, in Michigan, our cherry growers right now are having cherries dumped and making it very difficult for them to make a living. So I'm working on legislation to allow the Department of Commerce to take these trade cases on their own, to bring them up and enforce those rules. And I was very pleased that the president thought it was a great idea and actually asked his Secretary of Commerce to get working on it to help me make this a reality.
I was able to see the transcripts of your conversation with the president, and it seems like this is actually in line with a lot of what the president has talked about from the campaign all the way to his first year in office, is protections of U.S. products, protections of American workers and jobs. Would you say that had an impact on him being at least amenable to your thoughts?
Well, certainly. You know, he's talked about that the entire time, and I certainly agree that American workers and our workers in Michigan are the best in the world, but we got to make sure the rules are fair. And if somebody is breaking the rules, we need to hold them accountable for it. So I just want to make sure that we're looking not just at the real big businesses, which are certainly extremely important. We should be doing it. But understand that smaller farm operations and industries need to be taken care of as well. And as you saw from the transcript, he thought that was a great idea, and he wants to be fully supportive, so I appreciate that.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters this morning. What are some of the points in this legislation that you would be calling for in terms of strengthening the rules, or at least, you know, giving it an even playing field for both larger and smaller companies?
Well, the thing for any kind of trade case is you have to you really have to do some research and investigate what's happening. You have to have data so that you can go to various either international organizations like the WTO or just for a country to then put in place tariffs or quotas. You have to back that by data. And so this legislation will create a task force within the Department of Commerce, which is going to be focusing on getting that kind of information and then recommending trade enforcement actions as a result of that. Oftentimes, as I mentioned earlier, you know, that's done by the industry groups themselves that will come to the government and present their case. And that's okay if you have a lot of money and a lot of lawyers, but if you don't, you don't get that opportunity. And in my mind, it shouldn't be a responsibility for our small businesses. The United States government should take an active role in enforcing these trade rules and calling out people who are breaking the rules. And that's what this legislation will do, is make an ongoing permanent task force within the Department of Commerce to do this very thing.
U.S. Senator Gary Peters on the line with us this morning. Also, Senator, in the last few days, you were talking about rural broadband and expanding that. Do you look at that as infrastructure improvements, or do you look at that as something else? Why? What are you looking for with calling for that?
Well, I basically call it critical infrastructure. It is just so important. You need to be connected to the internet and have high speeds. Businesses need it. You've got new technologies in telemedicine, for example, that'll allow you to access health services from your home, which is particularly important in rural areas. So I really equate it to having a water system that's essential for a community. Electricity is essential for a community, and through the last century, we made sure every community was hooked up to electricity. And today in the 21st century, it's high-speed internet is every bit as essential as water and electricity. So we need to make a federal commitment, particularly in rural areas where it's more expensive to put in that infrastructure, but it should be the focus of our country that everybody, no matter where you live, you have access to high-speed internet, just like you have access to electricity.
Well, I know we'll be watching that issue and the trade legislation very closely as it continues to get discussed in Washington. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk with you again soon.
Walt, always a pleasure to be with you.